Okay, Philipp Witt Baumgartner, feedback. Okay, I'm in your intro, you're going to show that the disciplines of natural sciences, good explanations may be defined by the veracity, by the truth content. Why don't you just mention a little bit then, what do you mean with truth content? Define your terms, and what is a good explanation, okay? And sometimes you say that sometimes they don't have to be true, but it's a question of utility. Make this a little bit more clear. So concerning the English structure and the English language, explain this more to the reader, okay? And then you say we cannot arrive at a universally permissible definitive conclusion. Of course not. This is TOK. Okay, I don't know why students always mention this. There are many different perspectives. Well, then what are these perspectives? If we already start to talk about them, then you have to already mention it, okay? Definition of truth in different disciplines. Okay, maybe that's, then you got to tell me what are these different truths, okay? So if you already start talking about them, then you have to continue the thought, okay? So paragraph one, natural sciences, you start off with TOK theory, Occam's razor, and I have no idea, there is no claim here. Okay, so are you gonna, don't simply start talking about TOK theory here, but what about it? Okay, then you give a definition, a good explanation, it's a theory that works, okay, and then still no claim. So in the natural sciences, do good explanations have to be true, yes or no? In the intro sentence, please make this clear, okay? Then you say explanations might be considered true for the lack of better knowledge, also very nice, but I'm still missing your main key Hauptaussage. Okay, then you would define the value of knowledge. I'm not saying that this is a problem, also very nice. Okay, but here you define the whole thing, you define all of your terms here, but I have not yet read a clear and a klare Aussage. In the natural sciences, good explanations do not necessarily have to be true because. Okay, or in the natural sciences, there are cases where the explanation has to be true. Okay. So this is the thing, and in the intro you mentioned about, you talked about the different definitions of truth, no, and you do not pick up on them. If you consider it so important to mention it in the intro, then you have to follow up on it, okay? So what I see here is mostly a something that other people don't do very often. Here you define your terms, but it's not tied together yet, because I still do not know what your claim is, okay? Paragraph 2, natural sciences. Can absolute truth be achieved in the natural sciences? I don't care. It is not what I care about. The question is, do good explanations have to be true? And you basically answer this question by giving me another question which is not related. Yeah, if absolute truth can even be achieved. Okay, so this is something where you're, I don't know, you're trying to avoid somehow the title question, okay? I'm not saying that all of your ideas here are problematic that you have, but you have to tie it together in such a way that actually you're answering the title question, okay? Next on arts. You said that personal truth is important in arts, yeah, and varies depending on the perspective. That's what a lot of people say, but what is this perspective? You again, introducing a new question here, and I'm asking the following. In the field of arts, do good explanations have to be true? That's my simple question. And then you're saying personal truth is important in arts. So does this mean that personal truth is important but other truths are not? Formulate this more clearly, okay? All types of art, including music, literature, why are you telling this to me? Maybe there are cases where personal truth is not so important in arts. So again here, it's got to be really clear from the claim that it answers the title question. And in arts, art does not need truth, its existence can be its purpose. Well, that it would be actually, then I would, yeah, this could be, here it's a little more clear, this could be, yeah, if you consider arts for its own purpose, then there is no, it's not necessary for their explanations to be the truth or something. I don't know. Just from the formulation, make it a little bit more clear that it answers the title question. Explanations for existence of art can be manifold. You know, what I would suggest as well, I mean, you're mentioning so many definitions, which is generally not a problem unless you don't tie together. What is a good explanation? Maybe you could include, what is a good explanation in the natural sciences and what is a good explanation in art? Because what you're saying is you're talking about arts in general, but what is an explanation in art? Does the word explanation maybe also have different definitions? Okay, it's up to you to decide this, but what could be an explanation in art? Is it the artwork itself? Is this kind of an explanation of a person's or of an artist's inner emotional state? Is this what you want to say? Okay? So a kind of a take those key terms of the title question and kind of define them or make them clear what they actually mean in the different areas, okay? And definitely you got to answer the title question really in every paragraph, and not only in every paragraph but actually in every sentence, and don't deviate from the topic, okay? So that's it.